When did we're gonna interview you while you're playing?
Frank Punk or James?
What's your worst memory of being in James?
Worst memory of being in James? This. This very, very moment. This is the worst moment of my life, actually.
So your life's been pretty blessed then?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I consider myself to be one of the luckiest people alive. Yeah.
Are you happy with the record?
Yes. I mean, yeah, really proud of it. I mean, at this point, I'd always say it's the best record we've ever done.
Yeah.
Because you don't, you know, you're in it so much, you love it so much, that's where it's at. But it's definitely going to be up in the top three or four we've ever done. I just, we'll know in a year's time, I guess.
I think it's the best one we've ever done. I suppose that takes a little bit of time to kind of really get your head around that and see whether it really is or not, but it's definitely up there with what I'd consider the best James, a couple of James albums, if not better.
And if it does well, it will do well and the record can hand up to any amount of scrutiny.
Are we going to do another one?
Getting ready to do another one?
Are we going to do another one?
God, I mean, it looks like it. I mean, we've already started writing, so, and we're all getting on pretty well.
No, we're not.
Let's go and get Andy. Come on, let's go get Andy.
Andy, why are you called Pinky?
I'm not called Pinky.
Here you are. There's three of us here. We're all calling you Pinky. It's only you. Yeah. Well, it says you're not.
Well, you're just a little shorty Bobbins, aren't you?
What's your favourite track?
This. It tends to change around a bit, actually. I love Hey Ma. All My Heart. At the moment, I'm loving. Which is a bit mad. That was a real kind of dark horse that really, really didn't make it on the album. But loving it, loving playing it as well.
You can't make that kind of album when your goal is money. You know, you make that album when you make music because you love making music.
Who's the baby?
Me, you're the baby of the family. You're the baby of the family as well, aren't you?
No, I meant on the cover of the album.
Oh, it's me!
Are those new shoes that you're wearing?
No, these are very old.
Yeah, right. Oh, good.
No, you know that paint stuff you get in Scholl?
Meltone.
Yeah, Meltone. Yeah, these were very old shoes, which I just repainted.
Meltone.
Yeah.
Did you knit that jumper?
Did I knit it?
Knit it.
No, my mum knitted it for me.
Is that your hair?
No, it's his.
I've been asking back for years.
Was that a scalping? We were one of the first bands to reform, and then it just was like every week you read in the papers that somebody had reformed. It was like, shit, I'm glad we got in early. It would look really crap if you were one of the tail enders. David Thomas, Nico.
Who?
David.
Don't call him David.
Oh, what's he called?
David.
David.
Yeah,
him. Frank Black, Nico. Yeah. Who would you rather be on a tour bus with?
With you, Tim.
It's also such a machine once you're doing it. You know, love doing it, but we've worked really hard for the last year and a half. It's almost like a proper job. and it's like, it takes up a lot of your time. You can't do anything else. I think that, you know, we'd done it for so long, we needed a break. Didn't know that, but we needed a break.
I noticed that, oh, there he is. I noticed that...
Dave, why were you so resistant to join James?
Oh, I've just never been in a situation where I've had to audition. It was like going for a job interview. I didn't like that.
So what changed your mind?
Were you...
being offered money?
No. It was just in the wording. It became... the audition word went out and it's just come up for a jam. It's all right.
It's like, I think our music's done good work for us while we've been away. So we've got a new audience coming to us as well as the old audience. And I also think we can go forward creatively and make something better than we've made before, which is very unusual, I think, when you've been around this long. I want to thank all the people who are kind of actively spreading the word of James out there. You know who you are. And that amazing video of for Hey Ma, and all the kind of people who are actively pushing our music on people. Thank you to those people out there doing that. from their hearts. It really helps. We're in the time in the music industry where it's the end of the movie Fight Club and the buildings are coming down. And it's weird, you make a record, but it's like, you know, how do you get it out to people? And that way's been very effective for us, and seems like the most honest way, word of mouth, which has always been our way. Hope you love the record. We're very proud of it, obviously. We're looking forward to you hearing it and seeing your response. And you can see we're having a pretty good time amongst ourselves. And we'll see you soon.